Please put your hands together and give a very warm welcome to Russ Belleville.
All right, Boston!
Boston, how are ya? My name is Radical Russ Belleville. I'm from Portland, Oregon. And on Thursday, I get to walk 7 blocks from my house and buy my first legal bag of marijuana in my home state. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I've come here to Boston, you know, this is like my third or fourth time at the Freedom Rally. And I came here, I remember the years I came here and like, you can get arrested. People were looking over their shoulders for the cops. Now I come here this year, look at y'all. It's freedom. Can you smell that? That's a smell of freedom in the air, ain't it? And freedom feels pretty good, doesn't it? We are at an unprecedented time in marijuana law reform. We've got Ohio on the ballot in 2015, and in 2016, Nevada's already on the ballot. Very likely Arizona, California, Maine, Michigan, possibly Missouri, and of course, Massachusetts, right? So marijuana's legal in my home state, so why am I here? Why do I bother going around talking and trying to convince people to legalize? You know, I got it good. Like I said, 7 blocks from my house, I get to go buy weed. But you know why? Because this isn't just about me and whether or not I want to smoke weed. Hell, if I wanted to smoke pot, I'd go back home and smoke pot. This is about freedom, and not just in my state, and not just in your state, but in all 50 states of the United States of America, where we deserve this same kind of freedom. I'm from Portland right now, but I'm originally from Boise, Idaho. Not a real fun place to be a stoner, let me assure you. I have friends from Georgia, I have friends from Texas, I have friends from Florida, I have friends from Tennessee, and I wanna see them have the same kind of freedom you've got and are going to get more of. Don't you wanna see this from coast to coast? Don't you want to see every state have their own freedom rally and be as free as you are today? I don't really need to convince you guys to legalize marijuana. I know you're behind that idea, and I know you're going to register to vote, you're going to sign petitions, and you're going to make it happen. But we're here today because what we do today affects how soon they get legalization in Texas, in Florida, in Tennessee, and all these other places. I'm here today because people in America are still severely, severely discriminated against and abused because of their use of marijuana. I'm here today because of a young African-American woman in Houston, Texas. Her name is Charnicia Corley. Charnicia Corley had moved from Chicago. She had gotten a job at the local university. She pulled out, was driving down the street when she sees a cop behind her. Cop's coming up pretty fast, so she pulls over. When she pulls over, the cop then pulls on the lights, comes up to the door, says basically he's pulled her over because she didn't signal when she pulled over for the cop that was trying to get around her. So she was then accused by the cop. He goes, well, I smell marijuana. I smell marijuana, ma'am. Now this is Texas, so he takes the woman out of the car, handcuffs her behind her back, puts her in the back of the squad car while he searches around her car. Now he searches and searches and searches, can't find any weed. So he's frustrated. He goes back to the squad car and he goes to Charnicia Corley, still sitting there handcuffed, 21-year-old African-American woman sitting there, and says, well, ma'am, I still smell marijuana. You got any marijuana on you? I still smell marijuana. No, I don't have any marijuana. Well, we're going to have to search. So they bring her out of the squad car. They bring a female deputy in and they say, ma'am, you're gonna have to bend over the squad car here where we search you for the marijuana we're sure you've got on you. And she says, she's thinking to herself, you know, this feels a little rapey. This is not cool. And she starts to resist, but then the female cop starts to do the search and she starts to resist and say, no, this isn't right. So they had another cop come. This is 10:30 at night in a public parking lot in Houston, Texas. Throw her to the ground, one cop grabbing her left ankle, one cop grabbing her right ankle, so the third cop could conduct a search for the marijuana that he was sure he could smell on her. Now, as this progressed and as this finally resolved, the cops did say they found marijuana on Charnicia Corley. They don't say where, they found it, but they say they found marijuana, and it turned out to be 0.02 of an ounce. 0.02 of an ounce, or as we call it in Oregon, out of marijuana. 0.02 of an ounce that this woman was held down in a public parking lot and subjected to what amounts to sexual assault at best, rape at worst, because he smelled marijuana. Now, it led me to think, how much marijuana did he imagine she was smuggling at the time to go through all this trouble?